Welcome back to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, your host, and with me today is my partner, John Dedon, who is going to be interviewing George Cranwell, who is our special guest today. John, take it away.
Thank you, Wayne. George, good of you to join us today, and we look forward to having some time to learn more about you and what you do. You are in the real estate business.
Yeah. Well, John, again, thanks for inviting me today. And yes, I am in the real estate business, have been in Arlington, Virginia since 1977.
And your role is in the development part, in the sales part. What do you do?
Well, I started out in residential sales back in 1977 over in the Landmark area, predominantly in condominiums. So that's where I got my start. But fast forward 35 years, it's come full circle, and I now do everything from residential sales to commercial development.
And it's funny, George, whenever we're together, it seems that it's hard to avoid you knowing somebody from last year or from the last 50 years.
Well, that's true. It seems everywhere I go, I do run into somebody I know. And I'll tell you a funny little story about that. I was in Hawaii for my honeymoon, and my wife and I walked into a restaurant, and they said, "Oh my God, it's the commissioner." And somebody knew me all the way on the far west coast there. So, yeah, it seems that that seems to keep happening over and over again.
How did you get into the real estate business?
Well, I actually started working with my father. He built one of the first condominiums in the Southern Jersey Shore, Stone Harbor, in 1972. I was in the eighth grade at the time, and it was over the summer, and my summer job was working the construction on that job during the week, and on the weekends I was in the sales office. So that's where I got my first taste of real estate. And you know, my father had been an attorney in Arlington and working with, you know, predominantly real estate clients, you know, most of his career. So, you know, it was around it from a very young age, and it was something that, you know, I enjoyed. So when I graduated high school in 1975, I thought I was going off to college with all my buddies, and the two schools I wanted to go to said, "Well, you got to go to the community college for a year." And I said, "Well, I'm not going to do that." And my father said, "Well, you better get yourself into real estate." That's exactly what I did.
And you've had a successful career in it since. You know, your dad, I know from talking with you, he's of the era of the partners at our firm, Wayne, with Dexter Oden and David Feldman in particular in Virginia, growing up with that group of attorneys, some of which are still active.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you, he started out in Fairfax after coming out of the Navy in 1963, and he worked with a attorney named Bob Best, and he told me that they used to sit around the lunch table on Main Street there in Fairfax, and he watched the county get divided up. And it was the Till Hazels and all those guys of the real estate world that were doing that at the time. And he actually had a case against the Pomponio brothers down in Roslyn when he was with this Bob Best. And after the case was over, the Pomponios called him and said, "Hey, we want to make you an offer you can't refuse." And he ended up going down to Roslyn, and that became his number one client. And of course, the Pomponios were, you know, pioneers in the real estate world down in Roslyn, along with the Brakefields and the Westrights. And, you know, he did very well with the Pomponios.
Well, let's take it from memory lane and bring it up to current. What are you seeing in today's market?
Well, you know, in my particular area, which is Arlington and the Clarendon area, I mean, that's one of the hottest real estate markets in the country right now. And it's just kind of not strange, but it's to go from an area that was really economically depressed in the 60s and 70s and to have it come back full circle is just incredible. And I don't think there's a better you know, commercial or residential market in the country right now than Northern Virginia, and particularly Arlington, Virginia.
Is it because of its proximity to the district that you attribute that growth? Or?
Well, it is. I mean, it's the old location, location, location. And, you know, Arlington being where it is in relation to Washington is like that. But, you know, more importantly, you've got the administrations changing, you know, all the time. You've got the government, the high tech. Everybody's right here. And there's a certain amount of people that just aren't going to, you know, commute from these, you know, suburb locations. So that's what makes Arlington so desirable.
And do they let you into that Clarendon and Ballston area if you're over 37 years old?
I believe they do.
37, huh?
Well, maybe 27. I'm not sure. But, you know, George, it is something that for you, whose primary market is Arlington, you're really insulated from what you see in the suburbs heading west of D.C., for example. And certainly this D.C. market is insulated from what the rest of the country has gone through.
Well, that's true. And Arlington in particular, you know, we're off a little bit, but, you know, it's ever so slightly. And you don't have to go far. I mean, you move outside the Beltway out into, you know, the Belmont area, Ashburn, places like that, where they've had this rapid growth. You know, they're still hurting a little bit, but it's just not going on in Arlington. And we are in the bubble, and we're fortunate that we live, you know, where we live.
What have you seen since things really began to go downhill in, I guess, 06 or 07? How would you rate the difference between Arlington, Fairfax, and you alluded to Fauquier and Loudoun, and what the drop-off has been?
Well, I mean, I've been involved, you know, since 2005 in a lot of these commercial developments you see, where you've got retail on the bottom and some sort of residential component or office on the top. And the projects boomed in Arlington. I mean, we had people that were waiting on lines to, you know, buy these residential condos and so forth. And all that did dry up. But the thing about Arlington is all the inventory that was on the market got absorbed. It didn't happen in these outer areas. And I was involved in another big commercial development down in Woodbridge with Giuseppe Cecchi, who's one of the pioneers in the condominium world. And we put together an assemblage down there in 07, and that did come to a screeching halt because of the market. Now, they've rethought the project, and they're redoing it, and it's going to come back, but it's just going to take, you know, a few more years for that to happen.
Is the sense that we have hit the bottom, and it's a matter of time until things come back, or is there still fallout to see?
Well, I'm sure there's fallout around the rest of the country, and I'm not as familiar with the rest of the country as I am right here in Northern Virginia, but I think inside the Beltway, we've probably seen the tennis ball hit the bottom, and it's probably working its way up right now. I don't know that that's going on in other places in the country. In fact, you know, there's places that are still devastated, but not here in Northern Virginia.
Do you think an increase in interest rates will have a chilling effect on that rebirth or regrowth in the area?
Well, it could, but, you know, when I got into this business in 1977, interest rates were at 8%. Within 2 years, we were at 18%.
That's right.
And, you know, I rode that storm, and, you know, we did what we had to do to survive.
Absolutely.
It will definitely have an effect, but I don't see any immediate need to raise interest rates. I mean, I think they're going to stay where they are for a while, and, you know, that's good for the market.
And Virginia's a pretty friendly, business-friendly climate here. I mean, we have a business-friendly governor, business-friendly legislature. Northern Virginia in particular, you know, they've kept taxes relatively low compared to surrounding jurisdictions. Do you think that's a factor that's attracting a lot of relocation of businesses and folks to the area?
I think so. I mean, I've heard stories about, you know, the tax rates over in Montgomery County getting crazy, and, you know, they're just not happening in Northern Virginia, and that again is a good thing.
I've had clients relocate from Montgomery County to Northern Virginia. I grew up in Montgomery County, and I've had a lot of people just start picking up stakes and coming over here to live and spend the rest of their days. We don't have a death tax here. We have a much lower income tax. We do have some property taxes that they don't have, but our real estate taxes are lower too. So, you know, Virginia does seem to work for a lot of folks, not to discourage the Montgomery County listener population or DC population. There are benefits of living in both jurisdictions as well, but.
But they're always welcome over to the Commonwealth. You know, George, you alluded to some of the commercial development that you did. I know you're working right now with one of our firm's clients, which is the Christopher Company, and a project they have going on in Arlington. Tell us about that.
Well, this was my second project with Christopher. The first one I did was back in 05 with John Reagan and Craig Havner. Of the Christopher Company, and that was the Morgan and McLean. It was a 35-unit condominium project that we did, and they were so great to work with. We went and found another project in Arlington at 3565 Lee Highway. That's Dominion Heights, and that's coming out of the ground now. I was actually in John and Craig's office this morning, and they're very excited. There's 20 pre-sales already in the residential side. I'm involved with the commercial sales. We've got 8,000 feet for sale there, and we're talking to, you know, prospective owners of commercial businesses now to see who would be interested in picking up that space.
But, is it retail or office?
Well, it's going to be residential, 70 condominium units over top of 8,000 square feet of retail.
Over top of the retail. Sounds nice. Where on Lee Highway is it?
It's in the Cherrydale area, right next to the Safeway at 3565 Lee Highway.
I know exactly where it is. Nice location.
Yeah, and we're looking to do another project. Now I've got another site under contract down at Columbia Pike and George Mason, and that's going to be a much larger project. That'll be about a 380,000 square foot redevelopment.
Wow, big one.
Tell us about the role of a broker in today's world. What I'm getting at, there's a lot of access, obviously, on the internet. There's sites where you can find houses. And some people choose to go it alone. Some people say, I can't handle that. I need a broker. I know you are a broker and you have your perspective, but shed a little light on that for us.
Well, I think, you know, particularly the younger generation, you know, being involved with the internet and the social media and all that, that is where things are going. But at the same time, what you can't get on the internet is the knowledge that, you know, an experienced broker is going to have. And certainly, you know, myself with 35 years under my belt, you know, I know what's going on in my market, which is, you know, Northern Virginia. So a new person coming into the area may initially go on the internet and start looking, you know, for properties, but they may not know all the, you know, particulars of a particular neighborhood or school district or whatever they're looking for. And that's where a broker can really, you know, come in and lend the expertise that, you know, a novice is going to need. And, you know, at the same time, when it comes down to negotiating a contract, I mean, a lot of people have never done that before and don't know where to start. And, you know, a broker can assist them with that and many times end up negotiating a much better deal than they would have been able to do on their own.
Well, with a minute left, we're talking with George Cranwell, who is a realtor in Arlington, Virginia. George, how can people get in touch with you if they want to learn more about you, your practice, and the things that you can do for them?
Well, they could certainly call me. My number is 703-525-4994, or they could reach me on my website.
What's the website?
Well, it's kind of long. It's GECranwellandAssociates.com. So.
Well, it's a good one. It's one that we can remember.
GECranwell and Associates. All spelled out.
.com. Spell it all out. And if you don't get too tired typing it in, you'll be able to get there.
And then, of course, you could always go to my email, which is GCranwell@AOL.com.
Excellent. Thanks for being a special guest on Blueprint for Wealth.
Well, thank you for having me.
And John Dedon, as always, thanks for conducting another excellent interview, and thanks for being here for us on Blueprint for Wealth.
Thank you, Wayne.
We'll look forward to having you next time. I'm Wayne Zell. You're listening to Blueprint for Wealth. Join us next week for another special topic and special guest. Have a great week.